This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for the 2019 Scorpio New Moon. The new moon takes place on October 27 or 28, depending on where you are, 2019 at 8:38 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 11:38 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on the 28th, 3:38 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time at 4 degrees Scorpio, 25 minutes. We're all in the depths now. It's a spooky, terrifying, clarifying, uncomfortable place. It's fraught with electricity and jolts that discourage obsessing and lingering. And it's launching an intense, primal, and possibly liberating phase in how we connect and share, courtesy of the Scorpio New Moon. This Halloween-flavored new moon is exactly opposite radical change agent Uranus in Taurus, which is stimulating metaphoric electric eels in our psyches, in hiding places, in back rooms and closets alike. The waters are too charged to remain still or stagnant. Intermittent, unpredictable zaps of current are lighting up the waters and providing glimpses of what's down there. Watch for secrets to come out, motivations and wrongdoing to be exposed, phobias and truths and power to be glimpsed. Watch, too, for extreme selectivity in what and whom you choose to pursue, engage, or connect with. Primal power is at your disposal. May as well embrace it. Resistance is futile is the watchword of this new moon. You may find yourself facing down a monster and tackling a difficult situation or two. You may surprise yourself by instigating the process, and maybe without notice, after a Uranian zap. Relationships, finances, and how we talk about them are in the mix. Venus, goddess of love and money, is approaching the end of Scorpio with messenger god Mercury, who's slowing down to station retrograde just days away on October 31st. We'll be contemplating, discussing, investigating, and diving into these waters for weeks to come, until he leaves them at the beginning of December. We are at an evolutionary way station. The new moon, Venus, and Mercury are focusing, intensifying, and streamlining recent changes in our stories and laying ground for big events to come. The Venus-ruled Libra new moon launched adjustments in relating and demanded putting old ways and structures behind. The Mars-ruled Aries full moon squeezed Pluto, agent of unavoidable change, and birthed long, simmering, evolutionary shifts in the ground beneath our relationship seesaws. The rulers of these two lunations are now linking to Pluto, ruler of the Scorpio new moon. Venus is in an opportunity aspect. Mars is in an action-demanding link to Pluto and his traveling companion Saturn, lord of order, rules, and established ways. With Pluto still in the same spot he occupied during the Aries full moon and where he has been since August, Venus and Mars are positioning us for both focused and forced continuing change in areas that have been in transition for months. Whether you have control over the changes, you can steer this moon's energies and participate in the reshaping. Identify your personal brand of treasure and claim it. Dispatch your demons. Embrace the restructuring of your relationships and family systems. Cut away the dead, dying, and no longer meaningful. Reprioritize. Connect deeply and honestly. You and the developments of this Scorpio new moon are preparing the way for major action to come. The Capricorn new moon solar eclipse at 4 degrees Capricorn sextile this lunation at Christmas, and the conjunction of Saturn and this moon's ruler Pluto in early January. Targeted action now affects what happens then. You can harness the energies underlying this new moon with my guided visualization, Working with Pluto, which is available in the shop at my site, empowermentunlimited.net, where you can sign up for my mailing list, listen to my weekly podcasts, and book a session with me. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. You'll find me on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and the group The Astro Insight Lounge, at patreon.com/Kathy Beal, where there is lots of bonus content, and I am deeply grateful to the people who are supporting my work there, at Instagram at KABeal, and on YouTube at The Professional Aquarian Channel.